The sounds of the city, the sounds of Cork. I prefer to say the sounds of the best big town in Ireland. I'd feel totally and absolutely comfortable if I was saying that. I've got a sort of self-consciousness if I say Cork is the second city of Ireland. Gets confusing because Belfast is bigger. So it kind of is tricky to work out when people sometimes use the word Ireland, whether they mean the whole island or whether they mean the 26 counties of the Republic of Ireland. So if it's a bit of a mouthful to say Cork, second city of the Republic of Ireland. You know, it might have had traction at one stage, the Republic of Ireland, as opposed to the Monarchy of Ireland or opposed to the United Kingdom of Ireland or anything like that. But I'd prefer to say, I mean, people in Cork, some people in Cork anyway, would not praise me for saying this, might resent it and take umbrage if I was to say that this place is a superb big town. And that's what it feels like to me. I'm walking through it, having been into Waterstones Bookshop, and I'm now going to catch another sound. That was a single individual with a saxophone. I seem to have somebody. This is not busking, this is a big crowd of people surrounding somebody here. Oh, it's a guy with naked legs. Getting onto a unicycle. Getting onto a unicycle.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, I want to thank Ciarán and Sean, because without you guys, I wouldn't be where I am today. Ladies, a round of applause for my volunteers. Thanks very much.
Here he goes, the unicyclist. Okay. Forwards and backwards.
Andrew, pick up Fire Club number one.
Andrew's a very young boy.
That's number two.
Up a three pieces.
That's
on the ground.
That's the third one. That's the fourth one.
There are only three
of
them.
School.
He's really right, Andrew, nice bit of drive.